So the president-elect plan for infrastructure during the beginning of his administration. How is it that you predict this will affect contractors in general and construction?
Well, I tell you, we're cautiously optimistic about the outlook for 2017, in large part because one of the first things the president-elect promised he would do, in fact, the night he got elected, this is the first thing he said he was going to do, is to rebuild our aging roads and bridges and water systems and other public infrastructure, and to rebuild our aging cities, which we take to mean rebuilding old public school structures, colleges, and public facilities like police stations and fire stations. As a construction association, that obviously means good news for our members who build infrastructure, but more broadly, rebuilding that aging infrastructure will help boost broader economic growth in this country by making us more efficient. So if you're a delivery company, if you're a repairman, if you have a service business that's got vehicles, you know, fleet vehicles out on the road, the less time those vehicles spend in traffic, the more time they spend earning money for your business, that's more money you've got to invest in new equipment, new employees, new technology that will help boost our economy. So, yes, we're optimistic.
Are you optimistic that he's actually going to follow through on the promises, though?
We're cautiously optimistic. You know, we do take President-elect Trump at his word that infrastructure will be a top priority, and our job as a trade association, frankly, is to make sure that we are pushing members of Congress to support the president-elect when he's sworn in, when he introduces an infrastructure bill, that in fact he's got the support in Congress that he needs to get something passed. The problem is, the challenge is, I'll say, is that, you know, a lot of good ideas come to Washington and then they either die or they get changed into something that's no longer a good idea. So we obviously want to make sure that members of Congress understand just how popular infrastructure is and just how much it will help boost the broader economy.
And so California and Arizona specifically, would they benefit more than other states from this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially you've got high growth areas in Arizona, and then you've got some high growth areas in California where you need the new infrastructure just to keep pace with, you know, growing population, especially in the Phoenix Valley and coastal California. You've got a lot of very congested, a lot of very jammed highways. You've got water systems that are struggling to keep pace with demand. And obviously in California, you've got to deal with the need to cope with this years-long drought that you guys have been going through, and really to make some investments in improving your water infrastructure so you can reuse a lot more of the rainwater and so you can better distribute water around the state. And you've got an older power grid that needs to be updated as well. So certainly there's a lot of demand. And then you've got parts of both states that are struggling with construction employment. In Arizona, outside of the Phoenix Valley, every other metro area in the state lost construction jobs in the last year. And then in California, you've got Southern California, L.A., Long Beach actually lost more construction jobs than just about every other metro area in the country. And then growth has been slowing a little bit outside of the San Francisco Bay Area. Besides that, most of the rest of the growth in the state has been slowing to stagnant as that kind of the recovery that we saw over the last couple of years has begun to peter out a little bit. So certainly there's an opportunity to put more folks to work in high-paying construction jobs in both Arizona and California, and that will help the economies as well.
Excellent. And so looking forward, are there any particular subsectors of the construction economy that will benefit more from this than others?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're an infrastructure building firm, if you're a road builder, if you're underground utility installer that works on water systems and energy systems, you certainly stand to benefit from a new infrastructure program. But if you're in related firms, so if you're an equipment maker, if you're an aggregate supplier, if you make hard hats and reflective vests, you stand to benefit. But again, I think for most folks who don't work in construction or don't work for a related field, the point to remember is that there's a lot of benefit that comes to our economy from these infrastructure investments that aren't just directly for construction. Your businesses become more efficient. The price what you pay for supplies at the grocery store become less as the Safeway or the other grocery companies spend less money shipping milk and the fresh eggs to your grocery store because there's less time spent in traffic. So having a better infrastructure makes us more competitive and helps just about the entire economy.
Excellent. Anything else about this that you think is important that we didn't talk about?
Well, I think the most important thing is again, understand the biggest challenge is making sure that Washington doesn't take a good idea and either kill it or make it bad. And so we need folks who are listening to contact their member of Congress, let them know how important they think investing in infrastructure is, make sure they support the president-elect on this infrastructure bill, which has traditionally generated a lot of bipartisan support. And at the same time, they can go to our website, www.agc.org, to learn more about infrastructure and learn more about what they can do to help out.